Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's on a grade, too. That's on a curve, I should say.
His entertainment value, I had him at a 95 because I think he's very entertaining, whether he's the brunt of the joke or he's just, you know, some of those drops there.
You disagree with that?
Ho Pimlico.
You disagree with that? I find Wiggy...
Must be a horse racing fan.
I find Mutt to be incredibly entertaining.
Mutt's the best.
Right.
No, I didn't say he's the best. I wouldn't go that.
You said incredibly.
So 95. Very entertaining.
95 is a good entertainment.
Might be a little high for my taste.
Shut up, Mutt.
It's a solid 90.
Likeability, 17.
Mutt?
Yes.
How is Mutt likeability a 17? That might be the biggest thing about Mutt. You could say anything you want about Mutt. You can't say that he's not likable. He's a likable guy.
I would think like maybe people don't like him. I've heard that before. They compared him to monkeys, and not a lot of people like monkeys.
Go to zoos all the time. You see the monkeys and throwing wave
poop
at them.
Yeah,
and they're
throwing poop at you. So
what monkeys are you going to see?
I go to see the ones at the
zoo. I used to go see one when I grew up as a kid, I don't know if you've ever been there because you're from Eastie.
Yeah.
But there's a zoo called Southwick Zoo. They used to have a monkey named Joe back in the day.
Mm-mm.
He didn't throw poop at you, but he would smoke cigarettes.
Wow.
You'd throw cigarettes at him. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but you'd throw cigarettes at him. He'd grab the cigarette, a lit cigarette, and he'd just
The only zoo I went to was the Franklin Park Zoo. And I never could understand how they had their zoo in the middle of the hood. And still to this day, it baffles me that they had.
Why can't you have a zoo in the middle of the hood?
It just baffles me.
As opposed to what?
I don't know.
Where are you going to put it? I don't know. You got to put it somewhere.
What about the Bronx Zoo, Wiggy?
It baffles me, zoos in the middle of the hood. I always figured like zoos out in the country somewhere.
But the whole hood want them.
Right, to this day, it's like Franklin Park Zoo. I'm going down Blue Hill Ave. I'm like, really? There's a zoo in the hood?
Well, you feel the same way about, George Wright? But a golf course right in the middle of the city? You feel the same way?
The hood loves you.
Yeah, it's just weird to me. Annunciation for Mutt, 25. Mm.
That might be a little last year.
Wait, annunciation is higher than likability?
No.
I agree with Lucy on that one. You're off there, Mutt.
That's why a lot of people don't like the Madden ratings. Accuracy, I'm going to say his accuracy, I had him at a 32. Not very accurate.
Tom Brady speaking has a gash in his leg bitten by one of the security dogs at practice earlier today.
And opinionated, I would say Mutt is probably about a 75 opinionated.
See, I think that's high.
I think that's high.
I'd go more like mid-60s. I think he's opinionated.
I will circle back to Danny Ainge.
He's not Jerry. He's not Glenn. He's kind of in the middle.
His overall rating, I had him at a 61.
That's not very good.
I'm vapid. Whatever.
Jermaine Wiggins 2004 like. Yeah. That's not very good.
There's only three people that made the 99 club.
Three people on this list?
Yeah, there's only three
people.
Give me one of the people.
Huh? You always rank yourself.
Not including yourself. Who made the 99 list?
The 99 list.
Me and who else?
The 99 list
besides
is
me.
Christian Fourier.
Fourier gets a 99?
Yes, and Jerry Callahan.
You're just doing that because...
No, because Jerry wasn't on the list, Wiggy.
Huh? Nobody added him.
I added him to my list.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the main list. This is the main list. So I had Jerry's social media 99 because he's hilarious on social media. Same with Christian Fourier. No, Christian Fourier is a little bit down on social media. I gave him a 90 on social media, because he's not very big on social
media.
No,
I don't see him that much on. I see him there, but he doesn't do it all that often. He doesn't do it as much as Jerry does.
Entertainment value.
He's not tweeting out sunsets like Jerry
is. Entertainment value for both of them, 99.
That's high.
Very entertaining.
Likeability?
Likeability. Come on. Who doesn't like Christian?
Christian's 99, absolutely. Yeah, 99. Jerry,
you.
I'm going 55 for Jerry.
55 for Jerry. Annunciation.
Well, what do you have for likability for Jerry?
I had 99 for him. Likeability.
You have 99. Everybody, it's people hate Jerry.
I like
that. I love Jerry. He's a great guy.
It's
I love
list.
Him.
So
I wouldn't be here without Jerry, but a lot of people hate him.
Yeah, but I'm basing it on my
list.
You're
just basing it on you, but you got to base it on everything. You can't just base it on your thoughts and your feelings.
This is
you got to base it on what you see and what you hear.
This is how Madden does it.
Right.
And his listen, when I went, when Ken, you can vouch to this, when we were out at Encore Boston the other night, beautiful steakhouse, rare steakhouse, mm-hmm. and we were having chocolate cigars and we in the chocolate box. When we were out there, everybody was Jerry.
I know more Jerry's than Wiggy, although you got your share, but Jerry was the bigger celebrity.
Yeah, Jerry was definitely, you know.
Well, people were feeling bad.
Boxing circles.
People were feeling bad.
That's true.
That was the thing. It was a lot of. It was a pity party at Encore on Friday night.
Well, it was definitely. So that's why when we talked about him and I as greeters, I think his likability factor is up there.
Do casinos still have, because I heard you guys mention that.
Yeah.
Do casinos still have that? I know that was a big thing like in the 70s and the 80s, and retired boxers mm-hmm. and baseball players. Do they still have casino greeters where you just stand at the door, welcome to Encore, welcome to Encore, good to have you.
Yeah, Jerry and I.
That, you would be good.
Jerry and I, believe
you would be good.
We're
I don't know about
Bob DeSalvo to see if we can make this happen.
Yeah, Jerry, not so bad. What are you doing here?
We're in contract talks right now. You come in, you know, we're shaking hands, we're kissing. Wait, we're not kissing any babies.
Jerry's not kissing anything. But I like fairies.
Shouldn't have babies at the casino. But yeah, you know. So when people lose money, and if you're a greeter, you make them feel good on their way out as well as you make them feel good on their way in.
You lost. You deserve to lose.
Yeah, well, you know what? Hey, there's always
next time.
You left-wing
nut job.
That's all it takes is one quarter in the slot machine.
Okay. Real quickly.
Yes.
Enunciation, accuracy, opinionated between Jerry and Christian Fourier.
All 99s.
All 99.
Yes, because
Christian enunciation.
Yeah,
really? 99.
He's got that California swang over there. Lou, I gave a 90, but I did give him a 97 when he does his mob accent.
How about my former partner, Mark James?
Mark James. All right. Social media 50.
He's terrible. He doesn't do anything for a guy who's like he is. He's terrible on social media. He doesn't do anything. Less than I do.
I'm sensitive.
Entertainment value. I gave him a 93. Likeability.
Entertainment.
Negative 54. for his. But he did
slightly higher than what I would give him. But we're around the same territory.
But he did get a. He did get a 96 on sobriquets.
Okay.
Unfortunately, on my list, Rima panned out at the lowest overall. His overall rating on the WEEI rating for the 2020, his rating was at a negative 69.
I gave Rima a 99 in one category. Wineability. He does wine quite a bit. He does wine
but
quite
Reamer
a lot.
But Rima is up from last year. Last year, he was, I believe he was a negative 86, and now he's down to a negative 69.
Yeah, my butt looks really good.
Something he can build on.
He can build on.
good for Reamer. 617-779-7937. 1 hour to go of Wiggy and Dickerson here in the morning, Sports Radio WEEI.
The Sox grab a win in game one of this series.
Left center field, deep back by the wall, and it is gone. Grand slam, Michael Chavis. Off the glove of Devers, grabs it with a bare hand, throws, got him. What a recovery.
They'll tangle again tonight.
Red Sox win it 10-8.
As Andrew Cashner makes his Sox debut. Joe Castiglione and Dale Arnold on the call. Pre-game 6-10, first pitch 7-10. On the exclusive home for Red Sox baseball, WEEI.
Hi, folks.
It's the Hogan Tire Guys.
For over 100 years, Hogan Tire has been the smart choice for tires and auto service.
That's right. Tires, alignments, brakes, oil changes, we do it all. And all with Hogan's exclusive lowest price and 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Yeah, Tom. And when it comes to guarantees, nobody beats Hogan Tire. Every tire comes with a road hazard warranty, mileage warranty, lifetime service plan, and a 30-day test drive. All free of charge with every tire we sell.
And right now, come in before July 31st and take advantage of our famous buy three, get one free sale on select Bridgestone and Firestone tires.
Just call 1-800-73-HOGAN. Let us know when you're coming in, and we'll install your new Bridgestone or Firestone tires in a flash.
Hey, Hogan keeps you rolling with our famous buy three, get one free sale on Bridgestone and Firestone tires.
Offer valid July 10th through 31st, 2019. Restrictions apply. See HoganTire.com for details.
The Toyota Summer Closeout is on, so close out your summer with a great closeout deal. Toyota is offering special financing deals, lease payments, or budget-saving cashback offers direct from Toyota on many popular new models, like the all-new all-wheel drive 2019 RAV4 gas model with $1,250 financing cash from Toyota Financial Services, or get a 2019 Highlander with $2,000 cashback. Or save big on an all-wheel drive 2019 Sienna with very affordable 0% APR financing. Or get 0% APR financing on most big 2019 Tundra 4x4s. Plus, with the purchase or lease of any new Toyota, you get Toyota Care, a 2-year, 25,000-mile no-cost maintenance and roadside assistance plan that saves you even more. To learn more about Toyota special offers or Toyota Care, go to buyatoyota.com. The Toyota Summer Closeout ends soon, so hurry and close out your summer with a great closeout deal. See your New England Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places.
Harbor One Bank's remarkable savings account.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.